Unit 1, Digital Product and Design. What is a digital product? The digital age shifted the definition of modern-day products. Traditionally, products were the results of craftsmen. After the Industrial Revolution, craftsmen and inventors used the manufacturing process to design, produce, and sell their goods at scale. The discipline of product design was born from this movement to deliver beautiful and useful products to people that otherwise may not be able to afford them. Since then, product design has evolved drastically. In the digital age, the term product encompasses both hardware and software. Goods and services are no longer solely physical goods, but experiences that users have in the physical world, on a screen, or a mixture between the two. They aim to solve a pain point in people's everyday lives. For example, a notebook has physical design aspects. It can be made of different materials, paper, and bindings. However, the end goal of a physical notebook, the capability it aims to give you, is similar to digital tools such as Google Docs or Microsoft Word. These digital products are made up of different interactions, styles, and code, creating a completely different user experience, but they solve similar user needs to a physical notebook. What is a product design? Product design is the whole product experience. It's an amorphous phrase, and flavors and processes for product design vary widely. It could mean designing a mobile app, a website, a dashboard, branding, or all of the above. An unfortunate misconception is that product design exists to make products look pretty. In reality, it's a product designer's responsibility to curate a consistent end-to-end experience for users using research, product strategy, and a visual language consistent with a company's brand. Now that you have the right background, let's jump back into a more thorough description of what product design entails. Product design is a discipline that solves problems fast and holistically. It's a method of creating, iterating, and testing your solutions to make the user's experience better. It's the product designer's responsibility to make sure that the user has good experience across the entire product. As Steve Jobs said, design is not just what it looks and feels like. Design is how it works. With holistic product design, you take a company's branding and weave its voice, tone, visuals, and values throughout the product. It involves consistent interactions that the user can relate to. At the same time, it uses a design system to make software engineers' lives easier. It means taking user research into a company leadership meeting and speaking on behalf of their needs to guide the roadmap. What is design thinking? A designer's loose roadmap to creating products is through what we call the design process, which takes advantage of design thinking. Design thinking has long been considered the holy grail of innovation and the remedy to stagnation. It has been credited with remarkable feats, like transforming Airbnb from a failing startup to a billion-dollar business. It's a concept that's becoming increasingly hard to ignore. And yet, despite such high-profile success stories, it's a concept that continues to be shrouded in mystery. The famous inventor, engineer, businessman, and holder of no fewer than 186 patents, Charles Kittering, once said, "If you have always done it that way, it is probably wrong." Design thinking is both an ideology and a process that seeks to solve complex problems in a user-centric way. It focuses on achieving practical results and solutions that are technically feasible. They can be developed into functional products or processes. Economically viable. The business can afford to implement them. Desirable for the user. They meet a real human need. The design thinking framework can be divided into three distinct phases: immersion, ideation, and implementation. This framework can be further broken down into five actionable steps which make up the design thinking process. 1. Empathize. 2. Define. 3. Ideate. 4. Prototype. 5. Test. Although these steps appear to be sequential, it's important to point out that design thinking doesn't follow a strictly linear process. At each stage in the process, you're likely to make new discoveries that require you to go back and repeat a previous step.